Chapter 7. Brainless.
"We have to save Robin and Dorothy," I cry. They must be terrified. Robin is one of my best friends. The thought of anything bad happening to her is beyond awful. And I feel totally responsible for Dorothy. We messed up her story, and now she's been kidnapped by flying monkeys. Oh, and by Gluck, the evil fairy. Not good. Not good at all. "The monkeys. The monkeys. The monkeys," Penny keeps repeating. She's hugging herself and rocking back and forth. "I forgot about the monkeys." Toto is wailing. Prince is barking. Frankie is just shaking her head. "Where would the winged monkeys take them?" she asks. That's what they're called in the books. Winged, not flying.
"Who cares what they're called?" Penny says, still shivering. "They're horrifying."
I think hard. "Well, since the monkeys work for the Wicked Witch of the West," I say, "they probably took Robin and Dorothy to the witch's castle. That's what happened in the movie. Is that what happened in the book?" Frankie nods.
"So we'll have to go to the witch's castle." "Back to the castle?" Penny groans. "We just came from there."
I shake my head. "The castle we just came from belongs to the Wicked Witch of the East. The Wicked Witch of the West is her sister. She's an entirely different witch." Penny sighs.
"So many witches, so many directions."
"I know," I say.
"But Dorothy is wearing the shoes," Penny says. "Can't she just click her heels together and take herself back to Kansas?"
"Let's hope she doesn't do that," I say. "If she leaves with the shoes, we might be stuck here for good. Plus, Dorothy might leave Robin behind, and we still need to save her." I clap my hands. "Come on, time to go."
"Wait, you want to go chase the flying monkeys?" Penny asks. "Are you joking? I am not going near those things."
"We don't have much of a choice," I say. Penny shudders.
But, I had nightmares about those monkeys when I was a kid after I saw the movie. I want to go home."
"So do I. But first, we have to save our friends," I say.
"I wish we'd never come into this story," she says.
Toto gives another wail. Prince sidles up beside him and rubs his nose against Toto's neck.
Aw, cute.
He's trying to cheer him up. What a good dog. I turn back to Penny. "I told you the stories aren't all fun and games," I say. "Now we have to figure out where this castle is exactly. Frankie, any ideas?" She shakes her head.
"Where is Glinda when we need her?"
Penny huffs. She fiddles with her phone.
"Can't we call her?"
"I don't know how to do that," I say.
"Maybe we can ask the Scarecrow or the Tin Man or the Lion," Frankie says. "They might know how to find Glinda. Or even better, show us the way to the witch's castle."
"You're right," I say, feeling a flash of hope. "And remember how Dorothy found the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion? All we have to do is follow the yellow brick road." Penny, Frankie, and I start walking down the road with Toto and Prince on our heels.
"Should we sing that Follow the Yellow Brick Road song?" Penny says, perking up.
"I'm not singing," Frankie snaps.
"Okay, cranky Frankie,"
Penny mutters. "What's wrong with you today?"
"Good question."
"Our friends were just kidnapped by winged monkeys," Frankie says, crossing her arms while she walks. "We shouldn't be singing."
"Well, I want to sing," Penny says, and clears her throat.
"Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road." I jump in. "Follow, follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road."
"Are you guys trying to get caught by winged monkeys yourselves?"
Frankie snaps. "Don't we want to be quiet?"
Fair point. We walk in silence. We follow the yellow brick road and follow, 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 but we do it very quietly. Luckily, the moonlight is bright, so we can see where we're going.
Look, Penny says, pointing. Cornfields.
The scarecrow should be around here somewhere, I say, stopping in place. We glance around in every direction.
Prince, do you see him? I ask, scratching my dog behind the ears. Find the scarecrow.
How would he know what a scarecrow is? Penny asks. He's a very smart dog, I say.
Prince darts off. Toto stays with us.
Soon, we hear barking.
This way, I say, and we all run to where Prince is barking.
Penny, I say, can you shine your phone's flashlight over there? Penny pulls her phone out of her pocket and shines it around where Prince is standing. The light illuminates a pair of blue boots. Penny shines it higher up. Blue pants. Blue shirt. Burlap sack arms sticking out of the sleeves. And the head is a burlap sack stuffed with something. There's a face painted on. Blue eyes and a blue nose and a blue smiling mouth. On top of his head is a pointy blue hat, the kind the munchkins wear, but this one is old and tattered. Straw pokes out of the burlap arms, and he seems to be stuck on some kind of a pole wedged into the ground. I gasp. It's the Scarecrow.
Hi, Scarecrow, I say. Nice to meet you.
I don't expect him to answer me, but he does. His head turns toward me, and his eyes seem to light up a little. It would almost be scary, except I know the Scarecrow is nice.
Do I know you? He asks in a scratchy voice. No, but we know you, Frankie says. You do? He asks. How?
You're famous, I say.
You're looking for a brain, Penny adds.
Hey, Scarecrow says, pursing his lips. That's not nice. It's true, but not nice. Can you help me get a brain?
Yes, Penny says, just as I say, no.
Why not? Penny asks me.
Because we need to rescue Robin and Dorothy, and then we need to go home, I say. We're not going to meet the wizard.
Wizard? Scarecrow asks. There's a wizard? What wizard? I want to meet a wizard.
The Wizard of Oz. He can give you a brain, Penny says.
There's a wizard who can get me a brain?
Scarecrow cheers.
Hurrah! Best wizard ever!
He can't really give you a brain, Frankie says. He's a fraud. Scarecrow squirms on his pole.
Why don't you get me down, and then we can discuss this properly?
Yes, I say. Sorry. That we can do.
We help him down. He's pretty light, which makes sense since he's made of straw. The second his feet touch the ground, he takes a step.
I can walk,
Scarecrow says. He puts one arm around me and one around Frankie to help him balance. His legs are wobbling, though.
Scarecrow, do you know where the Wicked Witch of the West's castle is? I ask.
He throws his head back and laughs.
No? Why would I know that? I live in a cornfield.
Crumbs. So what do we do now? I ask Frankie and Penny.
We go see this wizard,
Scarecrow says.
We're not seeing the wizard, I say. We have to find our friends, who are at the witch's castle, which we don't know the location of.
Who else might know?
The Tin Man, Penny says. I bet he would know.
She's right, Frankie says. We keep going down the Yellow Brick Road and hope we find the Tin Man.